Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Our Burt Show holiday party is Friday.
It is.
How about that? And I'm hosting it, allegedly. It's mostly my girlfriend Amanda's idea to host it at my house this year for the first time in 20 years. You guys know how I feel about having people in my house. Just kind of sketches me out, right? So I got a legitimate question for you, and I'm not joking. And I checked my Google Calendar before I am asking this question.
You're making us put our keys in a bowl as soon as we walk in.
Isn't that a swingers party? This is not what this is all about.
Wait, it's not? Unsubscribe.
Yeah,
your kids are going to be there, right?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, well, we do have two floors.
Yeah.
The question I have for you guys is, after I check my Google calendar, there it is, holiday party. It just doesn't say what time. What time is the party?
5.
5 o'clock. Okay.
Good to know.
Appreciate you guys.
You're welcome.
See you at 5.
See you at 5. And everybody typically does the person a solid. So the party starts at 5, but not... people will not arrive at 5. They'll give you like a little bit of a buffer. So like we plan on rolling in like around 5:15, 5:20.
Okay, cool. And if you leave at 5:35, that'd be cool.
Okay, noted.
All right, Cassie. So we have talked about this situation before. Like, do you even risk a really great friendship for something a little more?
One of my good friends has recently come to the realization that she is... in love with her best guy friend. And she's like, it hit me over the head. I didn't realize it. But, you know, we were talking and I realized he literally checked all the boxes I've been looking for in a guy. And he's amazing. And he's talking me through all these bad relationships and vice versa. And I don't know why I never saw it sitting in front of me before. I think it's just because we've known each other so long. And we started out as friends and we became best friends. And that's just sort of our thing. And so she's talking to me. She's like, I feel like I should tell him, but I also don't want to risk our friendship mm-hmm. because he is so important to me that I wouldn't want to ruin that. And so when I spoke to her, I said, listen, I get that. And you have to ask yourself, because I think, I don't know if it was someone on the show or somewhere else who said, you're the one who's going to have to live with your regrets and your decisions. And that struck me really hard. So I told her, you're the only one who's ever going to have to live with your life regrets and decisions. So you go your entire life, but you get to keep him as a great best friend. Is that going to be good enough for you at the end of your life when you could have had one of the greatest loves of your life just by saying something?
The stakes are high here.
Mm-hmm, right? Big, big risk, big reward. And so she's going back and forth because she's like, he's so important. I don't think I should confess my love to him. And I can be friends. I can compartmentalize it. Clearly, I've been doing it for like 20 years now. I mean, this is how long they've been friends.
Wow.
He's single and she's single. They happen to be single at the same time.
But she hasn't been in love with him for 20 years, right?
No. She's been friends with him for 20 years. And recently, she didn't really say how long she's been in love with him. She just realized the feelings she's feeling are not like brotherly best friend feelings. They're more like amorous.
In the 20 years, she's a little bit more desperate than she ever has
got
been.
Got it.
Rock bottom.
We've said this numerous times on the show, and I'm going to throw it to Mo and Bert. If he wanted to, he would, right?
Okay, well, yes.
Mostly yes, I think.
Mostly yes, but I do think sometimes certain situations maybe not. Like work sometime might stop a man even if he wants to, and friendship sometime I think might stop a man even if he wants to.
So back in the day, I always leaned in with my, well, quote unquote heart. I was always willing to sort of like go for it, right? And I don't really recall getting too burned by it, but that I'm very impulsive. The relationship will change either way once she makes this confession. It's going to change for sure because mostly you just can't just kind of skirt around that. But I am sort of with what Kristen is saying. Like if this dude was feeling it, he would have already made a move.
Well, let me give you some more context. She's only 25, so they've been friends since they were 5. This is a childhood best friend, okay? So it's not like someone she met as an adult and, like, she's older now. And they've always been in relationships. They went to school on opposite ends of the country, so the timing wasn't always right as well. And I think that's what's kind of throwing that flag up for her is they've never had right timing. Like, everyone's either in a serious relationship or other side of the country. And now they're in the same city, and she's like, is this the right timing? Should I say something? Because now we've been friends for so long, I don't think he'll ever make the move, especially because she has the irony she's expressed before. She hates when men and women are friends, and the guy is just waiting for his move to be in a relationship. She's like, men and women can be friends. And then she sat there, and she's like, the hypocrisy. I am that person. Yeah. I want to make my move.
There is a far less mature, movie-like way to go on this situation that could actually work. They get buzzed together. She makes a move on the dude, right? They have that kiss. The next day they get up. Either they're going to say, oh, what was that? We're never going to do that again. Or they say, oh, that's been simmering for a while.
It's not bad.
That's not a bad idea.
But if he's not into it, I think he would take that much worse. Then if she actually made the move, I feel like it would be harder to recover from if it doesn't go well.
Yeah, but he's buzzed. She's buzzed. That's not me. I was buzzed. I had no idea that was going to happen. My apologies.
Yeah, but if I maybe this is a complete double standard. It probably is. But you reverse the genders. Mm-hmm. That's kind of creepy.
For yeah. Sure. Whatever just happened to asking a question? Hey, we've been friends for a while. Have you ever thought about this? And just kind of like get a temperature check.
I like the temperature check.
It doesn't have to be like some big Lori Joe March moment from Little Women where she's like, oh my God, it's been 20 years. So we have to have it out. No, just like have dinner with him and be like, have you ever thought about it? And just kind of, you know, if he goes, then you know, or if he's like,
you will get your answer. Oh gosh, no, I've never thought about it.
I say go for it. Life is short, man. Do your thing.
I'll tell her.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
I've got $100 right here for somebody. I am willing to give it to you. I just don't think you're going to win it. Let's play a round of Lose Bert's Money. I've got $100 right here. 1-855-BERT-SHOW. I've got a superficial trivia question to run by three of you guys. With each incorrect guess, I take 10 bucks off of the top, right? So we start with 100. You get it wrong, we go down to 90, 80, 70, 60. I don't think you're getting this one right today. But if you want to try to lose my money, 1-855-BERT-SHOW. Give us a call now, and we'll play in just a couple of seconds.
All right, so there's this comedian that's currently going viral quite often because he started a company, and his name is Kalima White, and he started a company called OCDA. And so what they do is he claims that this company was started in order to enhance work affairs for people around the world who are afraid to speak up for themselves. So he literally goes to your job. He takes anonymous complaints from anyone, anywhere, and he will write down whatever it is that you want directly said to your boss or your coworker about whatever it is they're doing. And yeah, he goes there himself and he will curse your boss out, curse your coworkers out. And it's going viral. Here's him explaining how he came up with this company and what they do.
What does your company do and how was it formed?
OCDA is an acronym for Occupational Cares Diversity Affairs. And what we do is people go to my website, they file a complaint about their boss or their supervisor, anything like that. We show it to the job and we cuss their ass out. Everything you want to say to your boss that you can't say, y'all contact us, go to our website, OCDAofficial.com, and we'll show up and say all the things you want us to say.
So to give you an example of what he does and what it sounds like when he shows up at someone's job, here is him and one of his workers showing up at a job where someone wrote an anonymous complaint saying that they felt like their boss was racist, and he went to confront the boss with exactly what the complaint was about.
Hey, how you doing? Agent Ratliff, OSHA Cares, Diversity Affairs, ID.
Yeah, I'm here, Carl.
First of all, you need to lose the attitude. You're not Cal.
He works for me.
Okay.
He's on the clock with me.
Well, this is about him.
So
and you came out here with your bravado shoulder like you're scaring somebody. We
I
over
just naturally have broad shoulders, man. I work out every day.
Listen,
there ain't nothing gonna change about
listen,
that.
Listen, we over you. We can let you go. That's what
but
I just told
you. Cannot let me go. Go ahead.
I just told
go
you.
Ahead.
We're here to make a determining factor
is
who we
want
to.
I mean, I don't know what's happening. I know what's going on.
I give you an opportunity. Tell me what you're here for.
We're here. No, but how you came out here. You don't come out here like you run me. This is a new generation. White people don't run nothing. And we down show.
Excuse me?
We down show. Ain't scared
get out
of
here.
You.
Get
yeah,
out.
I know it's get out.
Yeah.
Damn president looking mother. That's your problem now. Y'all ain't want to hear these complaints because y'all know what
you're
going to come
up
you're
talking about racism, so get your racist ass out of my building.
That was the key thing. Look, what that's...
All right, so I didn't know you were going to be playing that clip. I had drinks with that guy a couple of weeks ago.
What?
Not the guy that does the joke, quote unquote.
Oh.
But the dude in the video you just played, we have a mutual friend, and we ended up having drinks with him a couple of weeks ago. And this guy has ruined... This dude, the guy that I had drinks, ruined his life. So it was an employee that did this as a joke to the boss. This guy comes in spouting off that the guy I had drinks with was a racist. And it gets into like this argument and it went viral online to the guy I had drinks with has had to hire security around his house.
So it's a prank gone wrong?
It was a prank gone wrong. It has totally flipped his life upside down. His kids have been affected by it. His relationship has been affected by it. He's had people at work quit on him. He's had to, he's had to replace people. I believe there's a lawsuit involved now also. Also, this guy completely turned drinks guy his life upside down.
And that's why I was wondering, like, how do people feel about what he's doing and how moral it is? Because it's obviously split. There are people saying that it's a good thing that he's going around giving people a voice who may need it and actually use it for good. But obviously there's the other side of this, of what you just mentioned, where that clip is the main clip that has gone viral that I think has actually marketed his company and has more people calling in to do it. But I haven't seen anywhere in the comments on social where that was known to be a prank. People think that that's legit.
Yeah, somebody tried to prank him in the office, and he's had to hire security 24/7 because he gets death threats and stuff like that.
Wow.
Oh my God.
So while your dude here, or this guy here, is making a whole bunch of you don't know.
Like, that ain't my dude.
That ain't my man. Put him on me.
He's ruining lives, man. And he literally turned this guy's life upside down.
That's horrible, man. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I'm glad you were able to kind of like clarify here on the air a little bit.
Right. I didn't even know you were going to be playing that clip.
Yeah.
And it was weird because I don't even really know the dude.
Yeah.
We just all showed up and he's like, this is my friend blank. And he told me the whole story.
Wow. That's ironic. But yeah, that's sad. I hope he's not doing that to more people.
All right. Time for you to for you guys to lose all of the money I want to give you. All right, Krista, why don't you explain what lose versus money is, because nobody's walking away with money today.
No, so we have three Burst Show listeners on the line. You each have an opportunity to answer this trivia question, or it's a trivia question, I would say.
Superficial trivia question, right?
So Burst's going to ask you a question, and you try to get the question right, and if you do, you win the money. If you don't, with every question you get wrong, we take away $10, and whoever gets it right gets whatever money is remaining.
All right, we've got Claire, we got Allie, and we got Shelby. Hey, Claire, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. I'm so sorry you're not going to win this money. What part of town are you calling from?
Noonan.
I'm sorry?
Noonan.
Noonan.
Okay, hold on. good morning, Allie. You were on the Burt Show. Where are you calling us from?
Good morning. I'm in Roswell.
Roswell. And Shelby, you are representing what city today?
Tequila.
Okay, here we go. I'm giving you guys a superficial trivia question. We will do this in order of Claire, Allie, then Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you get one wrong, I take $10 off the top of that $100, okay?
Okay.
All right, listen.
Good.
Listen very closely. Right now, this is happening 160 times a day in America. What is it? I'll give you this hint. It is seasonal. Right now. This is happening 160 times a day in America. What is it?
In all of America? Because that's not a lot.
No, not Hawaii. Okay.
I'm just trying to help my girls out.
And
okay?
I don't think Connecticut either.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and maybe not Iowa.
Maine.
All right, for $100
Maine,
bucks,
for
Claire.
Sure. Okay.
For $100 bucks, gosh. What is it?
Seasonal. Oh my goodness. Shopping? I have no idea.
Shopping. 160 times a day in America. We are now, I think we all know this, down to $90.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Allie, good morning. Same question right now. This is happening 160 times a day in America. What is it?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. I'm going to say seeing Santa Claus. I don't know.
What was that?
Seeing Santa Claus.
Seeing Santa Claus 160 times a day in America. That is not the correct answer.
All right.
You guys are laughing at each other. You guys are turning on each other.
All right, Shelby, for $80.
I'm going to say because my dad did this growing up, fell off a ladder.
So you're saying 160 times a day in America, people are falling off ladders.
I mean, you never know.
That's been the best answer thus far.
Yeah, that's not a bad guy.
That's the right answer.
No!
That is absolutely the right answer.
Shelby, you just won $80.
Well, thank you, Dad, for falling off the ladder.
I don't know what he paid or what insurance paid for that, but yeah, you got $80 for your dad falling off that ladder.
How about that?
Sure we weren't getting a winner today.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you stole my money.
Thanks!
All right, have a great day.
The Burt Show.
Well, a big old congratulations to friend of the Burt Show, Grady Jarrett, from the Atlanta Falcons, as the Falcons have nominated the big dude for 2024 Walter Payton Man of the Year. And this is a big old award here. Doesn't really have a lot to do with football. Has to do with something much more important than that.
Yeah, so the Walter Payton Man of the Year nomination is bestowed upon individuals who demonstrate excellence on the field, show dedication and commitment to community efforts during the calendar year, show dedication and commitment to community efforts efforts in years past and demonstrate consistency and positive character and models a lifestyle of giving back. And yeah, Grady Jarrett has been a friend of the Burt Show, has helped out with Burt's Big Adventure. And also I do work with the Rally Foundation, mm-hmm. which raises money for childhood cancer research. And he is an active participant with their Rally on the Runway and their fashion show they do, and gets Falcons to come out and walk with the kids. And whenever I host, I get to talk to him and interview him. And he is like, he's a genuine, authentically good dude with a good heart that is dedicated to giving back to his community and making his community a better place.
Yeah, I don't think he or his mom know how to say no.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't. They're both incredible people.
His mother's like, amazing.
Amazing, right? So congratulations to Grady Jarrett. Appreciate you, man.
She's got
to
be so proud.
All right, Abby, so now we're dealing with so many different aspects of Atlanta that make it very difficult to date. And now traffic's in there?
Yeah, exactly. So if you're dating in Atlanta, just add this thing to your list of reasons why you shouldn't date somebody. So this all comes from a TV show that's recently been going viral on TikTok. It's called The Later Daters. And it's basically exactly what it sounds like. People later in life learning how to date in the modern age. So they'll work with experts and matchmakers and mental health experts to figure out how they can find their match later in life. And there's this guy named Greg who's dating outside of the Atlanta metropolitan area. And he basically said that if he finds a woman, a big deal breaker for him will be if she lives within the Atlanta metropolitan area. So mm-hmm. he only wants to date people OTP, not ITP, uh-huh. because he doesn't want to sit in traffic. So if you've been contemplating having a long distance relationship within Atlanta, just know maybe you should stick to your neighborhood because you're not alone in your feelings.
This is him from the show, and the way he says it, he encapsulates how every Atlantan feels about traffic.
Is Metro Atlanta traffic?
Well, you haven't been married in 12 years. You're looking for somebody to spend the rest of your life with. Are you really going to let Metro traffic get in the way of
that? I will.
Yeah, it's true, though. Gainesville ain't dating Midtown. Right? And vice versa. This is sort of occurring, and it's much, much closer in my relationship with Amanda right now. We live on different sides of Sandy Springs, okay? And I know that if I get in the car to go visit her at 4 o'clock, that's an hour investment in my, almost an hour, to get from my house to her house. Just on the other side of Sandy Springs, it's been a problem.
Oh, yeah. I'll know I'll find the one when I'm ready to get on Roswell Road from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. because nothing makes me more irate than having to get in Atlanta traffic. Yes. Like, I'm in Buckhead. The thought of having to go down to, like, Old Fourth Ward for a date is a deal breaker for me. I always make the guys come up to me because the last thing I want to do is have to sit through that gridlock just for a date that's probably going south.
On Roswell Road, because that really is a pet peeve of mine and I live right off of it. I literally go 2 miles out of my way to avoid Roswell Road to get to my gym, which is much closer, but I have to deal with Roswell Road. I'd rather go around to Glenridge. I won't deal with it at all in all those brake lights, man. People are crazy going in and out of the parking lots on Roswell Road. It is danger zone.
Yeah, and where I live right now, it's that time of year where, because I live near Lenox Mall and Phipps Plaza, and everybody's coming from OTP, ITP, but they have no idea like where the roads go or they're cutting people off or they're taking left turns when they're only supposed to be going straight and cutting people off. And it is always a nightmare from now until the day after Christmas because nobody knows where the F they are going around Lenox and Phipps Plaza.
I think the Georgia Department of Transportation, GDOT, is messing with everybody around Atlanta. Like, they changed the cones and a lot of the streets that they're doing construction on, and they're like, oh, we're going to jack with people today. For 3 weeks that they've been used to this traffic pattern, we're going to throw something new at them today. And then the next day, and then the next day, and the next day in that area.
And I know it's like the reason for the season and you should be giving, but if you are in that right lane, I'm such an a-hole. If you are in that right lane, as we are coming up Lenox to get to Peachtree, and you want to take a left onto Peachtree because you need to get your butt to Target, but you are not over, I'm not letting your ass over.
All right, Cassie clearly is looking for a fight this morning. Clearly. If you're coming to the table saying you know where the best burger in Atlanta is, you're going to get a fight.
One of the best. There are lots of locations that have delicious burgers around Atlanta, but I have discovered this hidden gem. It is on Concord Road in Smyrna. It is not a chain, and it is called Burger Crush.
I thought you were about to say Burger King.
It's Burger King. Have it your way. No, it's so good. The food is like if a professional chef cooked you a burger on their home grill. That's the vibe it's giving. Thin patties, every burger. I got a turkey burger from there. They have turkey burgers. There's a drive-thru. And this is not a paid endorsement. It's just so freaking good. When I discovered it, we had to stop ourselves from going like multiple times a week. And the fries, the seasoning. Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit of salt, some pepper, garlic. I'm literally salivating and it's so freaking good. So if you find yourself craving a good like home-style burger, Burger Crush on Concord Road in Smyrna.
I'll fight you with two burger places, and people get very passionate about this. And for me, it's got to be a turkey burger also, mostly. It's got to have the variety, and they both got to be good. Killer Mike's in Brookhaven, and I think they got another location. His is great. And Hollis, my son, introduced me to Red Robin Burger a couple of months ago. You know, Red Robin.
Yum.
Right? Damn, that burger is so good.
Are you allowed to put chains in like a best burger for Atlanta? I feel like that's sacrilegious.
Who cares if it's a good burger? It's a good burger. They got one up there in Johns Creek, Suwannee. There it is. That's within Atlanta.
They have the bottomless fries too.
So good. Don't sleep on it.
All right, so my question is, has anybody tried NFA burger?
Okay, I was about to bring it up because every time I get on TikTok and some foodie influencer from Atlanta is like, yeah, how would you know that the best burger in Atlanta is actually in a gas station?
Right?
And I go, is it
a gas station?
It's a Chevron. It's a Chevron in Dunwoody.
Yeah, it's a nice looking gas station. You know, once you get up a little bit more north, like towards Vinings and stuff, it kind of looks like you're in a little mountain town. So it looks like a nice, you know, gas station. It says NFA burger on the outside. I'm looking at some of these burgers and they look delicious, but I can't bring myself to go to Dunwoody yet to try a burger.
It's so far out.
Uh-oh,
Tommy's got to get on this.
Okay. As the resident fat guy of the Burt Show, my taste buds matter. Marietta. Red Eyed Mule. TV chef Alton Brown, who also lives in Marietta, they have a velvet painting of his picture in the Red Eyed Mule because this is his spot. This is where his favorite burger is. And my go-to is Jake Burger Deluxe. 7 ounces of fresh grilled certified Angus beef served on buttered and grilled Texas toast. That Texas toast makes a difference with a run through the garden. And what that means is lettuce, tomato, and I don't know what else they put on it, but it is full of delicious.
My vote's for Tommy's. You can't beat that.
I'm telling y'all, it is amazing.
Did you not know Alton Brown is from here?
No, this is how I found out that I live near Alton Brown.
I'll show you where his house is.
Listen, I know y'all have like Cocoa Melon kids growing up. I was a Food Network kid growing up. Alton Brown was my religion by 8 years old.
He lives on, I think it's Church Street in Marietta.
Oh, he's going to love that.
Yeah, that's great. Is that the exact address?
It's the house with the red door.
You know, it's social?
Oh my God. What's his credit card number?
Party to your house this weekend, Alton.
Sorry.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
It was the Christmas video that went wrong, then it went right.
Yeah, something like that. So I think this is a great example of why I feel like there are people like me who are just not the biggest Christmas fans. And it makes for a perfectly day that I'm wearing green as I tell this story, because everyone around me just loves Christmas and they just love everything about it. And I'm always the guy that gets dragged into everything to try to celebrate Christmas better than I guess I do now.
What is behind your lack of enthusiasm for Christmas? Is it the Jesus part? Is it the Christianity part? Is it the love and the joy?
Don't say the Jesus part, because I feel like people don't even bring Jesus up most of the time when it comes to Christmas. Mm-hmm. No one wakes up and says, happy birthday, Jesus. that doesn't happen. I don't hate Christmas. It's just not my favorite holiday. I've always been more of a Thanksgiving person. I think when I was younger, obviously Christmas was big to me, but I got older. I don't have kids. I don't really have anybody to share that joy with. So Christmas for me is just a time of cheer and spending all my money.
It's interesting that you say that, because my girlfriend and I just happened to be in Buenos Aires for Thanksgiving, and we ended up going on this dinner experience with 15 other Americans that happened to be out of the country. And this was the very first time that this Argentinian family was cooking a Thanksgiving dinner for Americans. And she even said, based on what I hear from my American friends, Thanksgiving is the bigger holiday than Christmas. And I'm like, oh, yeah? But you kind of said that you love Thanksgiving more.
I do. I guess it's always been just the time for me to see my family. And we all, when we haven't seen each other for a while, we spread, like, that's our cheer. You know, we see family, we watch football, we have food. Mm. That's me. That's right in my wheelhouse. Christmas is cool, but I do think I would appreciate it more if I had kids. Now, because one of my best friends does have kids, he loves Christmas. So it's always a moment where I feel like, see, this is Christmas getting in the way of this. All could have went so easy. And this man made me go out of my way and do all of what I had to do, not only for nothing, but I also he ended up embarrassing me in front of this lovely family that are P1s. And I feel like I owe them an apology. Okay. And this was all because he was trying to spread Christmas cheer. So we were asked to do a video, right, for our podcast in the moment. And it was, you know, one of those end of the year rap videos to say thank you. And so I had my video done. I did it. I told him, you do yours on your time. Whenever you get it done, you get it done. He goes, no, we're not doing that. We're going to do it together. It's going to be a Christmas video. We're going to go find a Christmas tree and we're going to make it real Christmassy. I said, I don't think we need to do all that. We two grown men. It's why do we need to do that? Now, of course, he chooses what I don't remember. It had to be 30 something degrees outside. This was like that really cold day. It was the coldest it's been here that I remember all season. This is the day that he wants to do it. Of course. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It was legit freezing this day. But I'm like, OK, fine. So he's like, get ready. I get ready. He's 3 hours late. I'm already annoyed. Now we got to go do a video, right?
You said 3 hours late?
It was 3 hours
late. 3 hours late?
Legit 3 hours late.
Nah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's not late. That's like, we're going to do it another day.
Yeah.
That was the last day. This was the deadline day, so I had to do it, right? Yeah. But not only was he 3 hours late, he doesn't call to say, hey, I'm late, but I'm on my way. He calls and says, I'm downstairs. I had already canceled. I already got undressed and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's the last day. He came all of this way. Fine. I'll just go. Christmas cheer, right? So I put my stuff back on. Now, we were supposed to do it when it was like daylight outside.
Yeah.
Because he's so late. Now it's nighttime. It's colder. I don't even know how the video is going to come out, but whatever. So we end up going to the battery where the Christmas tree is to try to shoot this video. When we get there, it's already a line of like 10 to 15 other people trying to do the same exact thing. So now we're outside. I didn't dress to be warm. I dressed to look Christmassy for the video. So I'm freezing, like literally hands going numb, feet going numb, whole nine. Finally, it gets to be our turn and he asked somebody to do the video for us. We do the video. takes us like 5 or 6 takes, right? Mind you, I'm already upset with him because he's 3 hours late.
Yes.
I got 5 lines. He has 1. I think his line was Merry Christmas. He messes it up like 4 or 5 times in a row.
He's 3 hours late for 1 line that 1 he can't line. Get right.
Okay. He can't get the line right. So we end up having to cut this 4 or 5 times. So I'm like, all right, this is going swimmingly, right?
I'm sure your face in this video.
Can you imagine?
Just screams Christmas spirit.
Oh my God, freezing.
Because you wear your feelings on your face.
I definitely do.
You could have flown from Atlanta to Arizona in the same time it took him to get to your shoot. 3 hours late.
I think the first video I was like, "Hey, Merry Christmas." By the end, I was like, "Merry Christmas." Yo, can we be done? And then the embarrassing part came when there was a family. There was a gentleman playing like catch with his son in the fields, and I hear him say my name, and I look up. And he tells me he's a P1, he's a listener. And so I'm like, oh my God. He's like, my son listens every morning. So I'm like, go get him. Let's take a picture. So at first we go to just try to take the picture. I know this family is cold too. Everybody has coats on. And I'm like, all right, let's take a picture. So we take the picture. And then my dude goes, no. We gotta do it by the tree.
Oh, your dude is killing me.
Oh, I'm like, are you kidding? Take the picture, man. He's like, no. We gotta get the tree. So then we go to get the tree. You talk about not being able to read the room. So now it's me and this entire family. We're all cold. We're shivering because we're holding on to each other to take the picture. You can feel the shivers. He proceeds to take, like, no lie, 10 to 15 pictures. And I was sitting there so embarrassed the whole time trying to hold my smile to the point where the dad finally was the one who said, hey, I think that's enough, man. you made it seem like we was trying to make a Christmas card with this family, and I knew they were cold, but they were trying to be polite and didn't want to say anything. I was doing the same, so I feel like we just embarrassed. I was embarrassed, and I want to say sorry to that lovely family, but it was a pleasure to meet y'all.
I've been in situations like that where it's just taking too long for the pictures where I'll just literally just walk out of the picture. I mean, I'm not asking. I'm not going to see you. I'm just that's it.
Yes, say Christmas. No, I'm done. It's done.
I'm done. I'm walking out.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get Rita here some help. She needs our help with her boss, whose heart might be in the right place, but the office is over it. Hey, Rita, good morning. You are on The Burt Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so I'm already going to tell you that we already reached out and we've done what we can do, but go ahead and tell everybody exactly what's going on in the office.
Well, I need you guys to anonymously reach out to my coworker, because every year, you know, she is really thoughtful. She gifts everybody in the office with a little something for Christmas. But, the problem is what she gives us. She likes to make a donation to, this Kids Wish Network in our names.
Well, that sounds really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you'd think so, right? But no, it's actually not. Because if you would look it up, just Google Kids Wish Network, you can see that it's actually on this list of like the top 10 charities that you should not donate to.
Okay. All right. So this is like not one of the major ones like Make-A-Wish. This is like Kids, KIDZ, Wish, WSH kind of thing. It's just not legit.
Pretty much, yes. It is like, right, they're trying to be a Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is a great charity. But the Kids Wish Network, they, you know, they're claiming that they're helping out kids and sick children, but only about like 2.5% of their income goes toward their final goal.
Oh, that's
oh, wow.
Oh, that's horrific.
That is really, really
I would
bad.
Actually think that's illegal.
You would think.
No.
Uh-huh. Okay. And you've done the research on this. So this isn't just like you going to some message board and people assuming this. These are facts.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I just said, you know, you can Google it and see what, because there's, you know, plenty of resources for what charities should you give your money to and what charities should you steer clear of?
I mean, they have organizations that rate charities to let you know if your money is being well spent, because there is, for those that don't know, like 2.5% of the income, that is abysmal. Like, in order for you to get a like a decent rating, a much, much higher percent of your income needs to go back to actually helping the family.
Yeah, imagine that.
I know. Yeah. Crazy. That's how a nonprofit works, man.
Crazy. Well, this is a profit nonprofit.
Yeah, apparently.
So what is the reluctance? But she clearly doesn't know this. So what's the reluctance of somebody just in the office going, hey, thanks, but have you done the research on this place?
Well, you know, we just don't want to hurt her feelings, yeah. And we just don't feel comfortable telling her this.
Nobody wants to fall on the sword?
Yeah, exactly, because you don't want to. I mean, she's doing these gifts. I mean, it's out of, like, the kindness of her heart, and it's just so odd. I mean, you would think that she would have done her own research, and this is going to be the third year that she's done this. So, I mean, that's why I'm just wondering if, you know, someone here can make that anonymous call. And, you know, maybe you can even throw in a suggestion that she donate to Bert's Big Adventure instead.
Wow. I mean, I imagine if she's really doing it out of the kindness of her heart, then if someone was to tell her that maybe that she would divert her attention to somewhere where it's actually going to be beneficial, that she would be receptive to that.
Mm-hmm. Unless she has secret ties to Kids Wish Foundation or whatever.
I actually was going to mention that. Like, do we know if she's, like, on the board or is she making money off of this organization? So that would make more sense. I know you're joking, but that would certainly make more sense.
Well, yeah, and that's, like, worst case scenario, because obviously, like you said, if her heart's in a good place, then this should be a no big deal, like, when it comes to having a conversation. But, like, if there is something shady going down, then obviously she's not going to receive it well. But, like, what's your relationship with, like, her, what's your relationship with her, like, period? Like, is she going to receive this kind of feedback well?
I mean, I think she would be open to it. You know, she is trying to do something really nice for us. But it's just one of those things where, you know, it's that work relationship where you don't necessarily want to be the one person who, you know, is like, makes her feel like she's being corrected. So that's why I think none of us want to actually approach her about it. But I don't think that she's, you know, has any involvement with a charity that I know of.
Okay, one last question for you before I turn it over to Tommy here. This is the boss or just a coworker?
This is the boss.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, just part of her annual gift-giving thing. You know, we all, you know, they have, like, donation, you know, charity matches that we do, where, you know, the company will match up to a certain amount and everything, and then she makes a donation for all of her employees every year.
Okay.
But it's just so odd that this is the charity that she's chosen to gift with, you know, for us every year. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything untoward about her involvement with it, but, you know, I don't know.
Okay, as I told you on the outset, we've already done the legwork on this.
Yep, I reached out to the boss, and I will say this. The boss may or may not have ties to the organization.
Okay, because that would make some sense. And it's going to get real shady. God. Okay, hang with us here, Rita. When we come back, Tommy will tell you exactly what we found, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it next on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.